There's a stereotype for people from the land of 10,000 lakes. It's called Minnesota Nice, and it says that Minnesotans are generally friendlier and more courteous than folks from neighboring states. Minnesota Nice will not be shared with the Tar Heels tonight. Head coach Mack Brown's team will head into a hostile environment at Huntington Bank Stadium, one which will be clad from field level to the upper deck in gopher gold. The gold out is very nearly sold out as well. Road environments are nothing new to Carolina, but playing in one in the opening game of the season is. UNC hasn't played a non-conference opponent in a true road environment in the season opener since 2018, and hasn't won such a contest since 1985. And that's not even factoring in Minnesota's strength at home in non-conference games in recent years. Brown acknowledged that the deck seems stacked against his Tar Heels, even going so far as to compare the environment with one which sent his team to one of its most disappointing losses in recent memory.
The real impressive stat is they're 13-1 in non-conference games at home. So they've been tough. They've got it as a yellow out, I think, as gold out. So everybody in the stadium's going to wear gold, so they made it a special game. So we're anticipating that the atmosphere will be very much like the atmosphere at Virginia Tech when we went up there the first game after COVID.
Not that any Tar Heel fans need a reminder, but the Hokies upset then number 10 Carolina 17-10 that day in Blacksburg, starting UNC's fall from perceived playoff contender to a 6-7 season. This year's team doesn't have those lofty expectations, but a loss in week one could derail an already tenuous season in a similar manner. The same can be said of Carolina's opponent. Minnesota recorded back-to-back 9-win seasons in 2021 and 2022, but followed that up with a 5-7 regular season last year, one which included a 31-13 loss to the Tar Heels in Keenan Stadium. As the Minneapolis Star Tribune's Gophers reporter Randy Johnson told 97.9 The Hill, tonight is a key bounce-back opportunity for a program facing a gauntlet of a schedule this fall.
You know, this is an important one just to, you know, get the momentum, return the momentum to where it was going. It's going to be tough, too, because their schedule is not easy. They have Penn State on it. They have Wisconsin on it. They go to Michigan. And so it's not going to be an easy one at all there.
So it's no surprise that the Gophers and their fans are gearing up for the showdown with Carolina, one which will be broadcast on national TV and which coincides with the Minnesota State Fair nearby. According to Johnson, it's not often that the Gophers get the big stage to themselves, and they're ready to take advantage.
Minnesota has to differentiate itself a little bit from the pro. It's a big pro market, so you got to feed them a little bit with the fan base with some good non-conference opponents when you can get them.
All that will fall on the shoulders of UNC's new starting quarterback, its largely new offensive line, and other new starters at key positions. You can count Brown among the many back in Chapel Hill who hope tonight doesn't resemble that fateful night in Blacksburg 3 years ago. And the head coach offered an optimistic, if somewhat uncertain, message as to how his team will hold up.
Younger guys have played in front of 5 to maybe 20,000. They're going to have 60 really loud pulling against them on Thursday night. And I've told them, you don't take it as pressure. You take it as pride. You take it as fun. And we'll just see how they respond.
Carolina certainly wasn't Minnesota Nice to the Gophers in Chapel Hill last fall. If turnabout is fair play, the Tar Heels will have to meet a buzzsaw head-on in the Twin Cities tonight. If they don't, their season could end up in the wood chipper. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.